Okay, so evening everyone. What I mainly want to do in this session is to provide a mindful space where we can start to investigate our own very personal relationship to leadership and to explore the possibilities for personal power that we have around our own capacity to lead ourselves within our own life. And I'm going to be leading an exercise that will take us through three or four stages. The first stage will be a stage of mindful regeneration through simplicity. Okay. The second stage will be a recognition of yourself as the primary, yourself and the choices that you make in each moment as being the primary determining factor in your life path. Okay, so this is mindful self-leadership, so who's leading one where, who's leading you where, you are leading yourself. So thirdly, we're going to be focusing on the question of what is it that I really want? And fourthly, what is it that I need to assert in order to get there? Okay, so I'm going to lead it, you're going to fill in the content because it's all about your life. Okay. So, just find yourself a comfortable position in your chair. The main thing you need is a relatively straight back. If possible, legs uncrossed. Feet, your soles of your feet comfortably on the floor. Your ears and shoulders in line with each other. So your neck is nice and straight. Your eyes either gently closed or slightly open. Breathing either in through the nose, out through the nose, or in through the nose, out through the mouth, whichever you feel comfortable with. And I'd like us just to begin by getting in touch with our body and getting in touch with the different energies and tensions within our body as we're sitting here. And as you're breathing in, I'd like you to breathe in slightly more deeply. And as you're breathing in, focus on that awareness of your body and the experiences of energy, tension and relaxation within the body as you inhale. And then as you breathe out, I'd like you to feel yourself gently releasing any excess tension from your body-mind as you breathe out. So breathing in, you're aware of the energies and the experience of tension and relaxation within your body as you experience it within the present. As you breathe out, I'd like you to feel yourself releasing any excess tension. Just moving into a space of flow. So you're breathing in, you're aware of your body and the energies within the body. You're breathing out, you're relaxing. And as you're doing this, I'd like you just to feel yourself entering into a state of relative simplicity. A state of relative simplicity and relaxation where there may be still some of the ideas and the energies of the evening's activity still flowing through you, but you're just experiencing it as an energy. You're letting go of too much thinking, letting go of too many thoughts and just allowing yourself to be present to the moment, to your body, to the essential experience that you're having now. And just being simple. breathing in, focusing on the simple experience of the body and the breathing. Breathing out, relaxing into the simplicity of that experience, the simplicity of the here and now. And I'd like you to feel your body and mind moving over now from a state of energy expenditure, where you're actually giving out energy all the time, to a state of energy regeneration through that state of simplicity. It's like a mode of being where you, where your body mind is simple enough, is present enough to start regenerating its own energy, to start healing itself. To become a focused point of energy rather than energy spread over a whole different domain of activities and thoughts. Just the simplicity of being and being aware of your breathing, your body within the present moment. So as you're breathing in now, I'd like you to feel yourself breathing in the energy of regeneration. So as you're breathing in, you can feel your body and mind taking energy in that is regenerative, that is strengthening, that is bringing integrity and congruence to your being. Breathing in that simplicity, that regenerative energy. Breathing out, allowing that regenerative energy to flow through your being, through your body, through your mind. So this is the first space that I want us to experience with mindful self-leadership is to lead ourselves along the path of life takes strength, to exercise strength over a long period of time, we need to find a source of regeneration. And what we are opening ourselves to here is the regeneration arising from simplicity. Breathing in the regenerative energy of simplicity, breathing out, relaxing into that regenerative space. So what I want us to do now, I mean we could spend a whole session just relaxing into this regenerative space, but I want to cover a little bit more ground, just very gently and experientially. So I want you to find an area of your life right now, in your work or in your personal life, in your relationships where you need, you know you need to express self-leadership. You know you need to find your direction and decide to move in that direction. So when it's personal to you, it could be any domain in your life. And what I want you to do is I just want you to allow that situation to become present in your mind. Allow the images and feelings and ideas that you have around that situation to start to flow into your consciousness. And I want you to try to be curious, not just about the pleasant feelings in that situation or the logistics of it, but also to be equally curious about the areas of feeling and desires and ideas in that situation that make you uncomfortable. So I'd like you to, as the ideas, feelings, desires around this situation are flowing into your consciousness, I'd like you to take them all in equally with curiosity. So if something really hits a bit of a raw nerve, that's fine. But I'd like you to allow that to happen. Be curious enough, caring enough, and courageous enough to take in the whole range of feelings, desires, and experiences around that situation. Again, breathing it in, taking it all in, being aware of it all. Breathing out. Again, relaxing into the flow of that stream of consciousness where you're just allowing the full spectrum of ideas, desires, feelings, and so forth to reveal itself to you. Some of them you may know already, some of them you may be surprised by. And I'd like you to notice that in the center of that experience, in the center of that experience of images, ideas, desires, feelings, and assessments, there is a sense of a self, a sense of you. And I'd like you to focus your attention now on that kind of tangible and yet sometimes slightly elusive sense of a self experiencing that situation on the I. So as you're breathing in, you're aware of that I. Breathing out, you're experiencing that I, experiencing that self in the center of that situation. Breathing it in, breathing it out, being aware of it. And it's a somatic experience. You kind of feel it in your chest, a little bit of a tightness in the chest, an I in the body, an I in the mind. And what I'd like us to recognize is that this I, this self, is the primary power in this situation. That is to say, in the way you are experiencing this situation in your life. So this sense of self and the choices that you make based around the sense of self and the desires, feelings, ideas, and actions that it has. It's the primary mover. There are environmental factors, there are other people. But at the end of the day, in terms of finding a resolution for you in this particular situation. The self is that which bears the responsibility. And that which possibly has a lot more power than you may think. So what I want you to do, again, just as you're breathing in, just try to feel that, the power of that self within you. Breathing out, just allowing that power to flow through your awareness, through your body. So, in terms of finding what you want to express, what you want to find in that particular situation in your life, there's no one else coming to save you. No one can express your desires for you, you have to express them. Other people can help you, but it has to be you that leads yourself through the situation. I'd like you to enter this space of what you might call self-responsibility. You're not ducking any of the power that you have in this situation to find a resolution that is going to be satisfactory for you, that is going to be authentic. So then leading on from this space of self-responsibility, I'd like us just to ask the question, what is it that I really want here? So it's really very, very easy for our ideas of what we want to be filled in by somebody else, by somebody else's voice, by the voice of our culture, by the voice of our peers or our superiors or our children or our partner. So what I'd like you to do, and again this is an open process, is I'd like you to try to find which of the desires that arise within you around this situation are from other people, from the outside, and which are truly yours. If you were to ask yourself the question, in this situation, the one real desire that I have is, and if you were to answer that question in one sentence without editing, without thinking too much, just letting it come out, what would it be? Again, once you have a feeling or a clear sense of that particular desire for an outcome, what are the feelings arising around that? Feelings of comfort or discomfort? Feelings of confidence or fear? And finally, from identifying that one major desire for an outcome, authentically coming from you, one more question. If I were to do one more thing today or tomorrow to assert and lead myself toward the destination that I truly desire, what would that be? One thing, today or tomorrow, to assert my true wishes, my true desires, my true ideas. In that situation, what would it be? Okay, so with a recognition of that final point of assertion, of concrete action, over the next couple of breaths, I'd like you to feel yourself breathing your awareness into your body, grounding yourself back into the physical, into your physical body and world. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and bring the exercise to a close.